Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Billy Brim's with us today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. She's got some good things for us, so don't miss any of it. Welcome, Billy. We're glad to
have you.
Thank you
very much. And I'm here on a very special assignment.
Praise God.
And that assignment is from the Lord. It's I would say, how you can pray in the end of days, what God needs you to do. And I'm really here on a recruitment to recruit you to that at the instruction of the Lord. And last week, I hope you can watch last week. You can watch it on Roku, or you can go to kcm.org and watch what we did last week, laying a foundation of where we are, how we got to this place in prayer. And we're out at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we talked about the background of the great move of the Holy Ghost, because we're talking Holy Ghost when we talk pray and work with God.
Yeah.
And so he gave us at the end of 2014, it was our 20-year anniversary really at Prayer Mountain, and this year, and he gave me a new prayer assignment. It's not just for me, though. It's for me to share with you. And I wrote a partner letter at the end of 2014. And I'm just going to read you from that partner letter. There's something I left out last week. For some time, the thought came to me that we needed to increase prayer for God to get what he wants in the last days. And the thought of 24/7 prayer kept coming to me. But the question, how to do 24/7 prayer? I knew the need for it. I knew not God needed our prayers. And we have out at Prayer Mountain right now, we have corporate prayer twice a week, Sunday afternoons at 3, and then Wednesday at 12 Central Time, we have a streamed live prayer meeting that's around the world. We have people from around the world, many countries joining.
Do you have any idea how many people are praying with you?
Several thousand.
Good.
And we get them from many countries. I'll read some of the countries on one of the broadcasts. And they're praying.
That's pretty amazing.
And some of them are archived. They go on archives. Maybe they're sleeping at the time we do our 12 noon prayer and in Australia. And so they archive and watch later. But they're joining us. So this is going around in my mind. 24/7 prayer. And these are some of my thoughts. It wouldn't really work to increase prayer out on Prayer Mountain 24/7. Because these faithful prayers already travel distances to come out there twice a week. We're 17 and a half miles out in the boonies. And I knew that we would have, pretty soon we would just have a bunch of tired people. And then I knew that it needed to reach a broader area. It needed not to just be Branson and people out at Prayer Mountain or even our Stream Live prayer meeting. It needed to be a worldwide thing. God needs the church to pray. And he needs us to pray right now. We're going to talk about that later.
Good, good.
So while I'm thinking all this, I got a phone call from Gene Wiseman. You know Brother Wiseman.
Yes, I do.
He's a true prophet of God. So I got one of those Gene Wiseman's phone calls. And the way that God deals, you know, God deals with people in patterns. And the pattern of his dealing with that prophet of God is dreams. So he called me and he told me that he had had three dreams in one night. And between each dream, he would get up and pray about it. And then he would go back to bed and he'd have another dream. And in the first dream, Gloria Copeland was in it.
Really?
And she spoke three words. Energize the prayers. In the dream, Brother Wiseman says, I knew I was dreaming in the dream. And the thought came to me, I must remember those words. Gloria spoke calmly, he said, as she always does, but there was an unction on that phrase. Energize the prayers. After the dream, Brother Wiseman woke up, got up, meditated on the dream and the three words. In the second dream, he saw Ron and Terry Chapman. They're prayer leaders. They're marvelous people of prayer. They used to lead our prayer at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. They have now moved to either New Mexico or Arizona, I've forgotten. He said they had a look upon their faces as if they were having to press through something, as if they had to push to get through something, to grab every ounce of their strength to push on. He awoke and meditated on the dream, and he thought of how the people in the first two dreams were associated with me, Billy Brim, and the WWPs, mm-hmm. the Worldwide Prayer, Corporate Prayer. And in the third dream, he saw an especially gifted woman pastor that he'd known for years. And she pastors a church that her father started. And she, too, looked as if she was having to press through something. He said the expressions of the people in the second and third dreams, the Chapmans and the pastor, were so unlike them that he realized that they represented something. And he put it all together, and the Lord made him to know it represents the prayer movement. There's a prayer movement going on now. There's an outpouring of the spirit of prayer upon the body of Christ because God needs us to pray. So Gloria was in the first one, and he knew that she's connected with me. And I think Gloria, thinking back on it, and the Lord changed my subject. You know, I was going to talk about on this broadcast, I was going to talk about the prophet Ezekiel. And he changed my subject. And he told me to do this and to recruit people to pray.
Praise God.
So I think that that first dream that you were in, you were associated with BVOV, Believer's Voice of Victory, and you're associated with me, and you said, energize the prayers.
Praise.
So Brother Halverson looked up, Brother Wiseman looked up those words. Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, energize, comes from energy. It means to act with force, to operate with vigor, to act in producing an effect. An online dictionary that looked up, remember Gloria said, energize the prayers. Number one, it means give somebody or something energy. Number two, make or become active. So mm-hmm. through this broadcast, we're trusting that you will become active in this. Number three, the third meaning was to supply with electrical power. But we could just say supply with Holy Ghost power.
Mm-hmm.
I looked in a thesaurus for synonyms, you know, of energize. And I found invigorate, strengthen, boost, galvanize, motivate.
Praise God.
Animate, empower, revitalize, rejuvenate, and pep up.
Pep up.
So,
those are powerful.
I believe that when you said in that dream, energize the prayers, it was tied to BVOV. It was tied to my coming here and talking about our new assignment in prayer. And so we're trusting that you will be invigorated, strengthened, galvanized, motivated, animated, empowered, revitalized, rejuvenated, and pepped up to pray.
Pep up.
And work with God in prayer. The Noah Webster's 1828 definition of energy itself is an internal or inherent power. The power of operating, whether exerted or not. You have a power in you to pray.
Mm-hmm.
As men possessing energy sometimes suffer them to lie inactive. So the whole body of Christ has within it the Holy Ghost. And He's to help us pray. But it is possible to go prayerless. Prayerlessness used to be a great problem in the church. I think God's stirring it up now, that we'll not be so prayerless and that we will be energized and we won't let this power that's in us lie inactive. Now listen to what this said in Noah Webster's. Now think of Noah Webster. He was a believer. They wanted him to do an American dictionary of English words. And he said, I will do it if I can rely on the Bible. So often in that 1828
right.
dictionary, he's got Bible examples.
Praise God.
Listen to this, what he's got in a definition of energy. Danger will rouse the dormant energies of our natures into action.
That's right.
We got the Holy Ghost inside us. You look around at this world. You see things. Darkness.
You could say danger quickens us.
It quickens you.
Yeah.
And if you're not quickened right now and you're a believer, you something wrong with you.
You're behind.
You need another dip. Bless the Lord. into the baptismal waters, no, really into the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But so he needs us now. And what's going on all around us, all what's happening in the Middle East, all the horrors that we see, people beheading, burning people alive.
My goodness, that stirs me up.
It stirs up the Holy Ghost in you. But it can't stir up the Holy Ghost just for you to be mad about it. Mm-mm. It's got to stir you up for what you can do about
That's
it.
Right.
And there's something we can do about it.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Here, I the other day I was praying, and this phrase came to me. It's not come what may, it is come what you say.
Yeah.
It's not come what may. Oh, the world bad, everything's going to bad. It's not come what may, it's come what you say. And in your own life, it's Mark 11:23. What do you say about things? But also it's what you say in prayer. And we're going to talk about what God needs, and He needs you to pray. And He can say things through you, and it can change situations in the earth.
That's right.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So, Brother Wiseman told me that every so often it comes upon him, the Spirit comes upon him. He's a prophet of God, that people might be taking the prayer movement lightly. And he said emphatically, the Lord wants the prayer movement to be kept alive. He told me, as nations raise up an air force, I am raising up a prayer force.
Praise God.
So God wants to stir you today as you're watching to be a part of it, to enlist. And Brother Wiseman said to me, talking to me, Billy Brim, you have an energy yourself to impart. Continue to do it. You see, that comes to me, and I talked to you last week about my inheritance and the people of prayer and my background, and I'm going to talk to you this week about prayer warriors that God has encircled us with, really, Gloria, you and me, you know all the ones that I knew. And God wants to, now here's another phrase from Brother Wiseman. There is such light from God coming now, that God wants to bring forth in the midst of death and darkness. There's death and darkness all around in the world. But the light of God, the glory, the light,
yes,
He wants brought forth. And a part of it, Gloria, is what He gets done through people to prayer.
Right.
Pray.
Is not the glory of God, the presence of God
it
Himself?
It is.
And you can see, you see the glory, but you don't always see His presence, but you see the glory. But it is the presence of God.
Yes.
Present now, where we are, you see that glory. You enter into that glory, and that's power.
It's power.
Yes.
And He wants us to pray for that glory.
Amen.
And I'm going to talk about that one day, how He wants us to pray for the glory.
Good. Praise
now,
God.
In energizing you and in enlisting you, like in World War II, they said, Uncle Sam wants you. Yeah. Now it's the Holy Ghost wants you. God wants you. And so when I was praying about all this, He gave me some orders. Make a 24-hour clock divided into 30-minute pie-shaped segments. Prayer warriors will sign up to pray one of those 30-minute segments. The prayer is to be in the Spirit in tongues.
Ooh, that'll work.
We are to enter this 30-minute segment with no agenda.
That's how we pray beyond ourselves, is in tongues.
Absolutely, Gloria. Did you hear what she said? That's how we pray beyond ourselves.
Yeah,
beyond this noggin here. Gloria, you don't have answers for everything the President of the United States should do.
No, I don't.
You don't have answers for everything the Prime Minister of Israel should do. But the Holy Ghost
That's
does.
Right. Praise God. That's
and you're the vessel to give Him your tongue. Now, that's what He said to me. These 30-minute segments tell the people this is not the time that they're going to be praying for their family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This isn't even the time when they say, I want to come and pray for Israel. This is the time when you come and say, here's my vessel, Lord. What do you want said in the earth? Give me utterance.
Yield to the Spirit.
You pray about the mysteries of God. 1 Corinthians 14:2. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, for no man understands him. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. He speaks the plans of God into the earth. God has got plans for this day.
He speaks mysteries that are mysteries to him.
Yes. Secrets. God. Plans.
God has things to do.
Oof. God has things to do, Gloria, and he's got to do it through us. There's
That's
the bottom line.
Yep.
Now, we are to enter the 30-minute segment with no agenda, no subject of our prayers. That kind of prayer is another time. This prayer will be to offer oneself totally to the Holy Spirit to pray what God once prayed. He has a great need for certain utterances to be made in the earth. He told me, appoint a prayer captain. I knew who it should be. Pamela Tucker. To keep track of the 30-minute segments. You know what I thought the other day?
What?
In the Revolutionary War in America, they had minute men. They could be ready in a minute. We're kind of like 30-minute men.
Yeah. Good.
Pamela Tucker will keep track of the 30-minute segments. The clock will be kept according to Central Time. However, those volunteering from Australia, for example, will advise Pamela of the segment they will pray, and she will convert it to Central Time in America.
Praise
God. And for those of us who, because of life's patterns, that's me, cannot keep the regimen of a certain 30 minutes, they can be floaters. I pray different times during the day because I'm sometimes in another time, I'm way around the world.
Sometimes you don't know where you are.
I don't know. And Ken right now, for instance, he's in South Africa.
Yeah.
So that's a totally different time zone. So these floaters just commit to pray 30 minutes a day. They will contact Pamela and advise her that they will, but we do want them to contact Pamela so that we can count how many people are doing it. We have at this taping, I still say taping, recording,
well,
whatever.
Old school.
Yeah, we old school. We have more than 1,000 people signed up, and we have them from countries all around the world.
That's awesome, Billy.
But we want to get more. Now, we're not trying to get you for our prayer list. We're not trying to get you for our mailing list. We just want you to call and tell Pamela. You don't even have to leave us your name and address. But just say, my name is Mark Smith from Australia, and I'm going to take in Australia 2 to 2:30 in the afternoon. Then Pamela will put on the clock. She's going to number it. We number how many people are praying in each 30-minute
awesome.
Segment.
That's a God plan.
And you know, the Lord told me, he said, now in those days, when Peter and John went back, when Peter and John went back to their company, their company was in one little room praying in the Spirit, mm-hmm. probably, because we had the interpretation of their prayer. But the Lord said to me, now your company's all over the world.
That's true.
People who believe like you. People
That's
who
right.
are filled
Glory
with the Holy
God.
Ghost.
That's right.
Now, sometimes, Gloria, here's what I do. Like, I'm going to pray from 30 minutes. So I will purposely start at 12:15, and then I will go to 12:45, and that way I get to play with two different groups around the world.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm thinking, other people are praying right now. We're up around the throne. And we're not helpless in this world.
It's just an awesome thought.
It's a thought. Mm. Yes. So now I know that everybody doesn't do computer. If you do computer, you can go on our webpage and find out about the 24-hour clock. You just go to billybrim.org. And remember, my daddy named me Billy, so my mother said I get to spell it. So she spelled it a little differently.
Did you spell it at birth or did you
She
wait?
Spelled it. Yes, and she spelled it at B-I-L-L-Y-E. BRIM.org. That's BILLYEBRIM.org.
I'm not always misspell your name then.
Yeah, you all probably, a lot of people always misspell my name, but I thought it'd help you out there. BILLYEBRIM.org. On the webpage on the right hand side, you will see 24 hour clock. You click on that. There's a letter from Pamela, tells you exactly what to do. Now, everybody doesn't do computer.
Why do you look at me when you said that? Did y'all see that? She looked right.
Well, she
at
has
me.
People that does computer for her, and they bring her things all the time, you know. But That's not true. Everybody has somebody to bring them things off the computer.
Well, this is true.
So anyway, for you, you can call us by telephone in the United States.
Yes, I have a phone.
1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447, or you can use snail mail. I like snail mail. Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. The other day, Gloria, I found some letters my husband wrote me.
Did you?
Yes. And it was, and I think letters are marvelous.
I do.
And we miss those letters. And I got them out. I looked at his beautiful handwriting. He always signed the Christmas cards and everything because he had pretty handwriting. I don't. And there he wrote, he was having to work in Pennsylvania because there wasn't any work for him right around where we lived in Oklahoma. And he wrote in that letter, I think of you all the time.
Oh, that's sweet.
Isn't that great? Now he lives in heaven.
He's still thinking about
you. But he's still thinking about me. He's in that great cloud of witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
But we like to get snail mail, and you can just write in on your snail mail, Post Office Box, Branson, Missouri, and just write in, I'd like to take such and such an hour. If you want to go on our list, and we contact you back, fine, but you don't have to. This is not that. We're not recruiting you for Billy Brim Ministries.
Would it help, Billy, if they wrote on their envelope, prayer clock down in the corner?
Yeah, like, if you did, it will go right to Pamela. If you, that's a bright idea.
A bright idea. I had a good idea.
And you can just write on the outside one corner, prayer clock. It'll go straight to Pamela because she doesn't work for us every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You're exactly right about that. Just write that and it'll go in, and we want to have, we're not helpless.
No, we're not.
Hallelujah.
We're powerful through
yes,
God.
We are.
To the Praise pulling
God.
Down of
strongholds.
Billy and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.